Welcome to a new episode of Steven's Week, the weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome to the show. Don't forget to subscribe to the channel and please enjoy this episode. Thank you for watching. A little bit scary news this week. I saw an article of a piece of research that talked about the possibilities of researchers now to create a master fingerprint. So they're using machine learning and AI to create a master fingerprint. And a master fingerprint is like a system to overcome the protection of documents and phones with fingerprints. We all know that our fingerprint is unique, but with machines you can create a set of master keys that allow computers to hack into phones or to steal your identity on other levels. Imagine your identity card or your passport having your fingerprint on it pretty soon. So this is something pretty serious, I think. And we always talk about privacy, but I don't think we talk enough about security. And it's going to be an issue to understand, you know, how it will work in the future. It's already an issue with hackers today, but imagine that they can use the power and the potential of machine learning even to take it to the next level. That is a serious issue for society and for all of us on an individual level as well. The number of active Snapchat users is decreasing. Last quarter, Snapchat had 188 million active users. Now they only have 186, so it's a small decrease. But however, probably this won't increase that much anymore. We all know that the competition from other networks like Instagram is huge. But Snapchat, of course, they want to leverage on that pretty large number of people. 186 million is still a quite significant group of people. And they want to play that through their lens. Their Snapchat lens is their absolute key strength that they have. And they're looking for more and more advertisers that want to go into augmented reality applications with their brand through the Snapchat lens. And they believe their camera is perfect for that. They've been working together with Amazon, so if you look at something, you could instantly buy it. But now they're looking for brands that want to go into really cool augmented reality features towards that large community they still have. There's news about LinkedIn. LinkedIn is going to start with some sort of their own stories, like Facebook has and Snapchat and Instagram. They're actually testing it out right now in some smaller markets with students because they believe that this could be a way to attract students to their platform. When I was at Facebook a few weeks ago, they told me that, you know, their stories is at Instagram is their most fascinating product right now. It's the fastest growing product right now. You hear that other mediums as well. So I think this is interesting to see how LinkedIn will see this through and if it will be a different kind of stories, if it will be more professional than on Instagram. Interesting to see how it will continue. There's a new Lego movie coming out, Lego the second movie. And the first one was a big hit. And to actually promote this new Lego film, they will broadcast the old one on YouTube for free. You will be able to see that video there for free. This is the first time that YouTube is showing a complete film like this. And it's interesting to see because actually the Lego movie is like the longest advertisement in the history of mankind. So, and it was a huge success. And I'm wondering how many people will actually check it out on YouTube. But this is a new start for YouTube where they're broadcasting a long format film, original film format for the first time. It's only going to be there for 24 hours as some sort of a publicity stunt, but a new step for YouTube. So guys, this was my weekly video. Hope you enjoyed it. Please subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so already. And see you again next week. Have a great weekend, everyone. Bye-bye.